Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. So where do these creepy, crawly things, the insects, and I'll throw a few arachnids in there too, where do they go for the wintertime? You know, it's funny. So many people, they fear insects. And insects, if you check them out, and as you learn a little bit about them today, they are some of the coolest organisms on Earth. So the first thing I'm going to speak to you about is migration. And I know that for you avid listeners, and I'd really do appreciate that, I have spoken about the tale of the monarch butterfly and how they migrate. Now think about this. They could be up in Canada, continental U.S., and they fly down to the Sierra Madre Mountains of Mexico. An amazing flight. But we only always, you know, typically speak about the monarchs. But think about things. Your garden, you see cutworms. If you're a soybean farmer, you see cutworms. Well, the cutworms will go through their larval stages, and as adults, there are moths, and they also migrate too. But I've got some great tales about some other insects. How about I start with the ones that are hiding in your house right now? I call these guys the cheaters. Stink bugs, ladybugs, crickets. They're all, and I'm sure you're going to find a vast array of other ones, who are going to try to winter over inside your house. Hey, the same reason why you're in the house, it's warm, they're going to try to do that too. Well, my farmhouse has many of them right now, but I am not worried whatsoever. And you go, well, why wouldn't you be worried? Because I've got an arachnid that I never, all year long, never chase out of my house. And that happens to be a spider. And the reason why I don't kick them out is because spiders eat other insects. Like right away, people see spiders in the house and they're like, you would swear that somebody was like murdered. You go, oh my goodness, oh, and people are screaming and yelling. And it's a spider. And if you just realize that that spider is going to eat every other insect in your house. And an example I'll give you on that one, I think it's really cool, and I've used this before, but it's definitely worth retelling this story. The last house I lived in, beautiful old historic home, I have no idea why. This is just before, like I purchased a home. I hadn't moved in yet. Up in one of the bedrooms, there were these huge black ants in there. So I went outside. I found the biggest spider I could find. I just put them in a cup with a little piece of cardboard over the top. And I put them in that room, closed the door. So I was working downstairs before I moved in, you know, painting, etc. I went upstairs and I never saw a black ant again. And I also never saw the spider because, again, if there's no food, the spider's not staying. So that was pretty interesting. But just to share with you about, you know, what spiders can do for you. You don't ever thought about that. I guess UPS says, what can Brown do for you? And I'm saying, what can spiders do for you? Well, now let's go to the home builders. I call them the home builders, you know, cocoon makers. We use Luna moths. Well, they're going to build a cocoon down a leaf litter. And then we say, well, what's leaf litter? Think about right now, all the leaves are falling. And some of you that, I'm saying some of you that live in a home, but you all live in a home somewhere. Well, you might be raking the lawn, but let's go out into the forest. All the leaves that fall on top of each other. And now we're talking about leaves on top of leaves from last year. Again, they are breaking down the lower levels of leaf litter, but this actually acts like a blanket. So many insects are going to find their way there. Luna moths will just burrow down, create a cocoon, which is an extra layer of keeping warm. And, you know, so you've got leaf litter that's going to keep so many, you know. Hey, why do you put a blanket on at night to stay warm? Insects that burrow into the leaf litter are going to use that as their blanket, not just for the night, but all winter long. Now, here's a group of insects that typically most people do not think about and wonder about, well, where do they go? Except if you happen to be a fisherman, specifically a fly fishermen. Because no, we don't fish for flies. We are, and by the way, I happen to be a fly fisherman. I am a catch and release guy, always have been. Well, we are looking for the larval stages of all these insects that are aquatic insects. And you say, well, what's the first thing? First thing is this. Here's a pretty cool thing. They can survive in cold temperatures. And trout, that's what I'm fishing for, love cold water because cold water holds lots of oxygen. So now you put trout in the wintertime. Most people stop fishing for them in the wintertime because, again, they don't want to get cold. The trout are loving it because there's a food source there. So it doesn't matter whether it's an egg or a pupa. We call them nymph stages. They've all adapted to these cold temps. So for them to hang out in the wintertime is simply, for them, it's no big deal. It doesn't matter what time of the year they are active. Because think about this. Trout, don't they need to eat in the wintertime? Well, yeah. Well, guess what? They're eating. I mean, they might feed on a couple little, you know, fry, which are small fish, things like that. Depends on the size of the trout. But they're going to be eating midges, which are, you know, tiny, tiny little insects in their larval stages, etc., all winter long. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So now let's talk about another arachnid. And this one, I don't like. You see, I was talking about spiders and saying, hey, spiders are great, rah, 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 rah. How about ticks? Well, they can carry pathogens, limes, anaplasmosis, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, you know, many different things. And first thing is, not all ticks carry disease. So we need to understand that. But they are the bad guys. And you go, well, why are they on you? It's the females that are biting you. And the reason why they're biting you is so they can get, they don't want your blood, but they want the nutrients inside your blood, the proteins, so that they can go and lay eggs. So you go, okay, wintertime, what happens? Well, many of them, once again, go find the leaf litter, and that's what's going to help them survive from the cold temps. But here's the deal. Say you have a short thaw moment. And hey, many parts of our country, because some parts, you go northern, it's just frozen solid, great, don't worry about ticks. But then when you start to get into the states where you get cold temps, but you might get a little bit of a thaw, the ticks will climb out of that leaf litter and become active. So I say it this way. Doesn't matter the time of the year, always be vigilant through the winter months as well, you know, because obviously all the other three seasons, we're going to want to make sure that we are vigilant. And you do that tick check. I'll say it this way. If you've been outside, once you come inside, you do a tick check on your body to make sure you're safe. Now, ants. And some of you are going, well, I have ants. Well, some of those might be the home cheaters I spoke about before. They're trying to get in your house. But their best chance of survival is, you know, they have the colonies in the ground. So they're, and they say burrow, they're not really burrowing. They're going into the ground, into their colony. And think about this. If you've gone to a football game with a couple family members or friends, and it's in the colder temps, somebody will bring, they're actually called stadium blankets, lap blankets, so they're not very large. And some of you will bring large blankets. And you sort of put the blanket over, so you got three seats, and you're putting the three of you, you put the blanket over the three of you, and you huddle together. So think about that's what ants are doing, because when they're down in the colony, they are actually down there huddling together to keep warm. Now, this is an interesting fact as I was doing my ant research. Ants actually try to eat a lot and live off their body fat also in the winter. And I don't think we think about ants as being fat, but they are trying to do that. Hey, I've done research on grizzly bears, and some grizzly bears are trying to, you know, they'll come out and lose like 400 pounds because of what they put on prior to going into hibernation. So you think about an ant. Well, I don't think I'm going to see a 400. If I saw a 400-pound ant, I'd be a little, you know, probably a science fiction movie, and I'm not a science fiction movie person to be. I'm not even a movie person to begin with, but I'd say that would be an anomaly of life. So now let's go, because, hey, if I'm Joey B, then I should be talking about bees. Well, a colony's job, so you think about early spring. It is their job from early spring, so it's obviously it's all the warmer months, is to make enough food so that they can survive the winter. Now, the queen is always laying eggs in the workers, et cetera, and we're hatching eggs, and you know, and this is what's thriving the colony. But in the wintertime, the queen stops laying eggs because, hey, we want to have less mouths to feed. And again, that makes sense. So a bee farmer will only take a specific amount of honey from the hive because this is their food source to survive the winter. And also, just like the ants, the bees, they huddle together. Again, it is the blanket effect. Now, this is one of the crazier things that one insect does. The emerald ash borer, which is causing havoc across America, killing literally millions and millions of acres of ash trees. I happen to know that because on my farm, I'd say if not all my ash trees are affected, and most have died or are dying or very, very close to it, and I began replacing some of those trees with other specific trees, beech trees, you know, or which happen to be one of my favorite trees and are good survival trees. But the emerald ash borer, like, and some of you and I have done a podcast show on wood frogs, but don't go there now, which is a cool show because you need to finish this one first. Well, the wood frog has the ability, and you think about, you know, what's going to prevent you from freezing solid, whether you're a human or you're a frog, and then now it's the emerald ash borer. Well, the glycerol, which is basically glycogen, sugar, in your body, it acts like an antifreeze and prevents them from freezing solid. So even though we say they're frozen, their cells don't die because the glycogen inside their cells is preventing that freezing from happening. And then when the warmer months come back, and it's utterly amazing. I'll give you the frog. No, frogs are not insects or arachnids. I know that. But they will actually burrow down into the leaf litter, just like the insects, because it's a warm blanket. And when the spring thaws come, they thaw out and they go hopping around. Well, the emerald ash borer is going to hide under the bark of trees, obviously ash trees, and they're going to freeze there for the wintertime. But when the thaw comes, they are out and about and not in a good way. So insects have adapted in many ways to survive freezing temperatures. So please, in the future, don't be alarmed by them. Simply appreciate who they are because they are truly a marvel of nature. Until next time, enjoy life's adventure. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.